What is going on, Swoopers? Welcome back to another episode of Swoop Luke. In this episode, we'll be looking at the preliminary final rematch against the Swans. Let's get into it. Before we jump into it, of course, the Footy Live app, download it wherever you download your apps, Google Play, Apple App Store. Thank you for the support this year. It's been absolutely amazing. So thank you again, Footy Live. But let's get into this prelim rematch. Now, look, I'm not going to sort of re-bring up everything that happened in the preliminary final last year. Sydney absolutely dominated us for the first half. We definitely came back in that second half, ultimately losing by a point in what was, they said the Cinderella story ended in the preliminary final. Now, yeah, it did. I went to Sydney that day and was absolutely insane. It was crazy. Atmosphere was amazing. It was electric. The Collingwood supporters were just absolutely phenomenal. And then, you know, we lose by a point, and then we know what happens in the grand final. Sydney just don't rock up. So it is what it is, unfortunately. And now we finally have this redemption, revenge that we sort of always want. And, you know, it happens on Sunday at the MCG for the first time in 13 or so years since we played Sydney at the MCG. So that is going to be huge. I'm hearing that pretty much nearly all the tickets are gone besides, you know, MCC and stuff like that. So general admin and all those ones are gone. So there could be upwards of 70,000 plus on a Sunday afternoon, which I'm hoping for. I'm hoping for it to be super loud. And I want the Swans to shit themselves, to put it lightly, when they come up against us. Now, the Swans last week only just lost to the Giants with a beautiful Toby Green snap goal. They dominated the Giants last week. It was a very, very good game that I happened to watch. They dominated in center clearances. I think it was like 20-9 or something in center clearances. So they absolutely had that sort of domination. That's where they scored most of their points from clearance-wise. They had most clearances throughout the day, hit-outs and stuff. So that's going to be one of their biggest sort of advantages going into the game against us. If they get that midfield clearance like they did against the Giants last week, we could be in for a bit of a day. But in saying that, if you look at the week before against Geelong, Geelong just absolutely dominated. So I think there's a lot to take out of both of those games. The domination in the center from Sydney against the Giants last week, and then the domination of Geelong just in general all over the shop. I think they ended up winning by 80 or 90 or something points 2 weeks ago. So there's two sides to this Sydney Swans team. Do we get the one where Papley is kicking 6 goals in a game, tongue out, finger wagging and stuff like that? Or do we get the Sydney team that's rocked up to 2 Geelong games to get done by 100 or over 150 points in total? Hopefully the Geelong Sydney, because I would love nothing more than to smash these Bloods by over 40 points. We're due for a big win. We haven't had one since, you know, that Port Adelaide game. Playing a lot of close games, a lot of close wins, obviously, with Adelaide last week. We need to come out, make a statement, and absolutely belt Sydney. Sydney's forward line, very potent. If you look at last week's game, Franklin kicked 3, Hayward kicked 3, and Logan McDonald kicked 3. Papley only kicked 1, but he's one of those guys that love to turn it on against us. And we saw that in that preliminary final where they pretty much won off his boot. So it's going to be a big work cut out for our defenders, Isaac Quaynor, Darcy Moore. I think we pushed Billy Frampton back because we definitely need him. You know, remember last time we played Sydney, Braden Maynard was playing on Buddy Franklin. Like, I love Maynard and love what he does, but let's put an actual full back on one of the best full forwards in the game. And hopefully Buddy has a bit of an off day. In regard to them around the ground, Luke Parker just keeps doing what he's doing. Chad Warner keeps doing what he's doing. Peter Latham's, you know, he's one of the biggest reasons why they nearly won last week's game. He was absolutely dominant in the center. You could see that from all their center clearances. You know, Goulden, Lloyd, Callum Mills as well. So they have a very good team, but for some reason they're not gelling, they're not clicking, and we need to take full advantage of it. Now, what Sydney are going to do, they're going to bring the tackling pressure. They are ranked 2nd in tackles per game for the entire league, which is absolutely nuts, you know, to see what they've done this season, but then to see that they're ranked 2nd in tackles. So they're definitely going to try and use that as one of their strengths against us. But in saying that, on the flip side, we are one of the, if not the best turnover side in the league. And what I mean with that is that we create the team, the other team, to cause a lot of turnovers. Saw it against St. Kilda, saw it against Adelaide, where lots of clangers, you know, the ball, they were handing us this game on a silver platter. But the only thing is that we create a lot of these turnovers, and we're ranked, I'm pretty sure we're ranked one or two in the league for creating these turnovers. We just don't put teams to the sword. What have I been saying since I started this channel in 2019? Collingwood never puts teams to the sword. The only time they put a team to the sword was against Port Adelaide in round two for the first time in like 4 or 5 years, however long this channel has been going on for. If we can get Sydney to turn the ball over, we just have to be dominant up forward. Sydney are ranked second in inside 50s per game. They had 60 or nearly close to 70 inside 50s last week. And you can see that with Franklin and stuff kicking 3 goals, Logan McDonald kicking 3 goals. So they're going to get the ball in. But if we can get them to turn the ball over, getting it into our forward 50, we just have to be efficient. This could be the game where, you know, I don't want another heart attack game. I want to be able to win by, you know, a decent margin. And that's only going to come if we make the most of our opportunities. We can't be kicking more points than goals. Bad kicking is bad football. We saw that against Adelaide, you know. We need to start turning it on because it is starting to get a little bit frustrating. It really, really is. Now, in regard to personnel, who comes in, who comes out, the teams will be getting announced today, and then they'll be properly announced. So the extended squad is getting announced today, properly announced tomorrow. They're saying that Kruger might play, a bit of a bruised rib or whatever it is. I don't think Kruger plays. I think they're going to put Mason Cox into this team. I dare say he gets added to the extended bench. That's just my prediction. He has done a bulk of training. He's done everything right. He has conditioned himself well. If he can get the tick from his doctor, he'll start contact training this week, and then he'll play. We need him just to play full-time ruck because we need Billy Frampton in the back line. A couple of others to keep an eye on. Jamie Elliott had that real big hit to the eye, bunch of staples as well. He's not looking too good, but he's had a couple of off weeks. I think he might be injured. I wouldn't mind seeing him just get a rest for a week. You know, don't give him any training. You know, rest that body up and, you know, come back and maybe, you know, bring in a Harvey Harrison or someone like that who can play that small forward role with the tackling pressure, which Harvey Harrison has done in the VFL. Another one, Scott Penderbury, definitely comes straight into the side because, you know, he's had those stitches on his eye. He's back. They gave him a week's rest. You know, rest, that's that old man's body. But he'll come back. He'll add a lot of finesse that we just didn't have against Adelaide. Now, the big talking point is Nick Daicos. What is going to happen? Will Sydney try and go with a run with player with him? Yes, they're definitely going to. They saw what Ben Keys did against Adelaide. Even though Nick Daicos had a semi-decent game, he just wasn't as effective and, you know, wasn't playing like the Nick Daicos has played in the last, what, 6 or so games before the Adelaide game. I dare say they go a run with play with him. I'm not sure who, but they're going to want to put him off his game. And I don't mean like tackling him or punching him or anything like that. They're just going to want to just make him accountable. So he has to learn to shake the tag. And, you know, the other players around him have to learn that he is going to get tagged probably for the rest of the year. They have to learn to help him out, help him shake that tag, you know, put bodywork onto whoever they put onto him because he is an important cog in this Collingwood machine. We are setting ourselves up really nicely for the second half of the year. I know it's only round 8, but we are playing good football because you've got to think that we haven't versed anyone underneath 9th position. Yes, Richmond are down there at the bottom now, but when we were playing them, they were like, or they had just equaled, drawn with Carlton, so they were at the top somewhere, right? So we have played a lot of top 8 teams. You know, we played Essendon, they were 3rd, you know, Geelong, etc., etc., etc. So we don't have those percentage boosters like some other teams are so privileged at doing, you know, versing the Kangaroos and versing West Coast in the first 8 rounds, which is absolutely insane. I would love that, right? But we've done it the hard way. That's why our percentage is like how it is. This would be, I'm not saying, oh, this is going to be a percentage boost, we're going to win by 80 points. I would love that. I think Sydney are going to put in the hard work, but I think the boys in the back of their mind, they know what happened in the prelim last year. They're going to want to, you know, prove themselves against a team like Sydney, who are grand finalists, let's not forget. I think we're going to win by plus 30 points, and I finally think that Brody Majacek is going to kick 5 goals. All right, guys, that's just been my really quick preview for the game. I'm very excited. Sunday, it's going to be an ugly day, I think. I think it's going to be raining, and I think it's 12 degrees. Oh, it's just going to be crazy at the MCG. But get down there if you can. There's going to be a march to the MCG. I want 70,000 plus Collingwood supporters there, because I want to absolutely bury these Swans, because I still hurt and I know you still hurt. So let's get there, let's get loud, and let's bury the Bloods. But until then, like, comment, subscribe, Tay family, Tay friends, Tay pets, and until next time, double shackers, I'll sweep you later.